sweet. All sweet as the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, all sweet margarine invites you to meet the meat. Well, it's early afternoon in the little white house with the green shutters. Agatha, Peggy, and Louie are just finishing lunch, but Mortimer hasn't come home from the office yet.
Gosh, I wonder what's keeping Daddy.
I can't understand it, dear. Your father hasn't been late for lunch since the time the dam broke and we had the big flood. You remember that day, don't you, Brother Louie?
How could I forget it? We had roast duck and the best deep dish apple pie ever tasted.
Oh, Uncle Louie, do you think about food all the time?
Oh, certainly not. I think when I'm awake, of course. Nights, I just dream about it. You know something, Maggie?
Yes, dear?
I wish I had me a job.
Uncle Louie, what you said.
Oh, please, Niecy. I wish I had me a job someplace as a food taster. Oh, boy, would I set a record.
Oh, Louie, all day long?
Oh, no. I knock off for an hour at noon, you know, for lunch.
Oh, yes. Hello,
Sally. Well, at last.
Hi, Maureen. And now, I get you, dear. Look, I know I'm late, but don't blame me. Blame the little wizard.
The little what? Oh, you mean the little wizard lawnmower.
Yes.
The one with the motor that Hammerschlagel was having a sale on.
Mm-hmm.
The one you said you were going to buy for us.
Yes, dear, the one I said you gave me for us. Well, but I guess I...
Oh, golly, won't it be a relief to get rid of that rusty old lawnmower of ours?
But, Peggy, I...
Bet it, Niecy. I can't stand seeing Morty push that heavy thing around anymore. That's why I've been swinging my hammock in back of the house the last couple of
years. Now, just a minute, all of you. Now, I'm afraid you've been laboring under a misapprehension.
Not me, Morty. I never labored under...
You never labored, period. Now, look, I didn't mean I was buying a little wizard lawnmower for us.
Oh, you didn't, dear?
No, I meant I was supposed to get one for Mr. Barker.
Mr. Barker? Oh, how gizmo.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm late. I had to stop in at Hammerschlagel's on the way home to buy it. And I've got to have it with me at 2:00 when I go back to, if you would pardon the expression, Louie, work.
Oh, but, Daddy, I thought you said you weren't going to buy it until tomorrow.
Mrs. Barker changed Mr. Barker's mind for him, dear.
Oh?
He now wants it today, and I have to get it over to his house by 5:00.
Morty, better brace yourself.
Brace myself.
But, Louie, what is it?
Well, I was afraid Hammerschlagel's was going to be all sold out by tomorrow, so I kind of called him up myself this morning for you and... ordered us a little wizard.
Uncle Louie.
You can't hear.
Now, Mortimer, it was a natural mistake. Anybody could have made it.
No, Agatha, not anybody. Only a brainless nitwit.
Mortimer, I ordered a little wizard from Hammerschlagel this morning, too.
Only a complete moron that he could have... You ordered one? Well, mistakes will happen.
Well, mistakes will happen.
Well, naturally, I didn't know that you were going to buy one on the way home today, or that Louie'd ordered one, too. I just thought I'd save you some trouble.
Yeah, I understand, dear.
Father!
Now, Peggy, don't tell me that you phoned Hammerschlagel for a little wizard, too.
No, Daddy, I didn't phone for one.
Yeah.
I went down to the store and ordered it. It was to help you, really.
You... Three extra long...
Now, relax, Morty, relax. Hammerschlagel ain't delivered them, yeah?
But they will if somebody doesn't phone them right away and cancel our orders. Mortimer, this is a job for the head of the family.
Yes, well, what are you going to tell him?
But, Mortimer, you're the head of the family.
What?
Well, of course, you're the boss around here. What you say goes.
Well, thank you, dear, but I don't see why I should...
Mortimer, you're the boss. Now, stop arguing with me and go call Hammerschlagel.
Now, I'm pretty certain that at one time or another during your lifetime, you ladies have fallen in love with some particularly beautiful dress. But did you ever stop to ask yourself just what made that dress so attractive? Probably it was the color and the material and the expert craftsmanship of the designer. Now, that's what makes all fine things attractive to us. A just right combination of raw materials plus outstanding skill in production. Of course, by this time, you've guessed what I'm leading up to. The reason for the popular, delicate, natural flavor of all sweet margarine. Here's a margarine made from the finest ingredients possible. Freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk, plus all the wholesome vegetable oils that can be properly absorbed. Products of America's richest farmland. And remember, all sweet plants are located all across the country, so that freshly made all sweet can be rushed to your grocer every day from a nearby plant. And just look at who produces All Sweet. Swift and Company, whose lifetime business is nutrition. So for an economical table spread and cooking aid that knows no superior in goodness and nutritive value, Get all sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, yes, dear, I called Hammerschlagers, but...
But what, Mortimer?
Well, I was too late. All of the delivery trucks with the three little wizard lawnmowers for the meat left on their rounds 10 minutes ago.
Oh, dear. Well, we just have to wait until they get here and tell the driver to take them back.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello. Hey. Oh, Mr. Barker. Yes. Yes, I bought your little wizard for you. Yes, I've got it right outside.
What?
Now? Yes, I hear you. Now, not 5 o'clock. Yes, I'll bring it right down to the office.
Mortimer, he wants it now?
Yes, dear. No, I didn't mean you, Mr. Barker. Hey. Yes, Mr. Barker, I'm coming. 5 minutes? Well, but it takes at least 10 to get there.
What?
That gives me 5 minutes to spare.
But...
He hung up.
Here's your hat, dear.
No, thank you, Agatha. Bertie wants him to take the rest of the day off to take the lawnmower home and cut their lawn this afternoon. And he's not very happy about it.
Gangway, everyone. Gangway.
Yes?
Gotta get the icebox right away. It's a matter of life and death.
Oh, Louie, what's the matter?
Aggie, I don't feel so hot. I think it must have been something I didn't eat.
The rest of the chicken, no doubt.
Mortimer, you'd better get that lawnmower right away.
Oh, that reminds me. Peggy and Jill walked off with the lawnmower that was on the porch a couple of minutes ago.
Peggy and Jill? Oh, no.
But it's okay, Morty. I told them they could take it.
You told them?
Sure, why not? It ain't mine. It's just the first delivery, and it's going back tomorrow, isn't it?
No,
Mortimer, control yourself.
Louie, where did they go with it?
Well, I wasn't exactly watching on account of I was reading Little Orphan Annie.
Sure.
What a character. She and Sandy...
Louie, where did they go?
To find Daddy Warbuck.
No. Peggy and Jill.
Peggy. Oh, I don't know, sis, but they said they was going to be back by 2.
By 2? Uh-huh. Louie, I've got to have that lawnmower right away. That is Mr. Barker's, and Mr. Barker is waiting for it.
Louie, don't you have any idea where they went?
Well, Jill said something about one of the neighbors or somebody wanted to try it out. I ain't sure what neighbor, but they headed north.
North?
Yeah.
All right. I'll cut over and take Oak Street. Agatha, you go straight up Elm.
All right.
And Louie, you take Maple.
But Morty, I'm starving. And besides, it's almost time for my siesta.
Oh, don't worry. You have your siesta.
Oh, thank you.
If we don't find that lawnmower right away, I'm going to rock you to sleep myself with the largest rock I can get my hands on.
Look at the grass fly. Look at that little blizzard go.
It's a little wizard, Grandpa.
Yeah, I could have said, Jill, a little blizzard. Yes, it sure is swell if you let me have her like this, Peggy, and fly her out. I'm going to do something real nice to show you how much I appreciate it.
You will, Grandpa Donovan?
Yeah, I'm going to borrow her again next summer.
But it isn't this, Grandpa. It belongs to Mr. Meat's boss.
And here I was thinking on plowing the garden under, planting some more lawn. Whoa! Oh, there! Whoa! That dang critter almost got away from me. Reckon I ain't surprised you, see.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Grandpa.
Oh, can't hardly do a decent day's work anymore. Put in 12, 13 hours a day and I'm all tuckered out.
Grandpa Donovan!
Yes, sure is. Around my 75th birthday, I kind of begin to be a middle-aged creeping up on me.
Grandpa Donovan!
Yeah? What's that?
I just wanted to remind you. Daddy's got to have the lawnmower back by 2 o'clock.
Yeah, well, he will, Peggy. He will. As soon as I finish up here, I'm going to take it back to him. Yeah, give me something to do while I'm resting up and chop down that old crab apple tree in the backyard.
Yeah.
Come on, let her rip.
Certainly lucky for me that I found Mr. Barker's little wizard on Professor Aufschnitt's lawn right away. I suppose Peggy and Jill left it there for him. Well, I'll phone later on and tell him I had to take it back.
Hey, Morty.
It's Louie, and he's got a little wizard, too. My gosh, he must have stolen it.
Hey, where'd you get that lawnmower?
You never mind, Louie. Where did you get that one?
On Mrs. Spencer's front lawn. Boy, she sure is careless with other people's property. It's a good thing I took it before somebody come along and stole it.
But, Louie, this is Mr. Barker's lawnmower. You took the wrong one.
Huh?
Yes, and if Mrs. Finsky wanted to, she could have you arrested for stealing it.
Oh, that's silly. Why would I want to steal a lawnmower when she had apple pie cooling in the window?
Well, you better call her up right away and explain.
Okay.
Hey, Morty, look.
Huh?
On our lawn.
Gee, another little wicker. But how? Where?
How did it happen?
There you are, thank goodness.
Agatha. Agatha, whose lawnmower is this?
Well, dear, it seems everyone's buying little wizards because of Hammerschlagel's sale.
But who is it?
Mr. Muggins.
Oh,
my. I'm afraid I took it from his yard by mistake. I thought it was Mr. Barker's, and the girls left it, and... Well, Mr. Mudd just phoned and says he wants it back right away.
You're the same thing that Louie did.
Yes, I know. Mrs. Finchley just phoned, too.
She did? But how did she know it was me?
She saw you take it, Louie. She was watching you from behind the curtains.
Well, she's got a nerve spying on me.
Oh, Louie.
Mrs. Agatha, this is nothing to laugh about. You realize you and Louie could be sent to jail for stealing?
To jail?
Yes.
Well, that'd be awful.
You ain't kidding, Aggie. They only feed you three times a day there.
Oh, it's beyond me. I don't see how you two could have been so careless.
You don't, dear? Well, you should.
What do you mean?
Professor Auschnitt phoned, too.
Why?
And he was very upset. He just found out that you walked off with his lawnmower.
His lawnmower?
Oh, my goodness. What am I going to do now?
Oh, about 5 years, Morty.
Three lawnmowers, and I still haven't got the right one. And Mr. Barker's out of the office right now waiting for me.
Oh, I think I'd better sit down. My head's swimming.
Swimming? Looks more like it just went down for the third time.
Listen.
Mr. Barker, I can tell you the way it's ringing.
Well, aren't you going to answer?
No, thank you. I may be middle-aged, Agatha, but I'm too young to hear that kind of language.
Mortimer Meek, you're afraid.
Yes, dear. But I've got a good reason.
What's that?
I'm a coward. But, Doy, are you sure that Peggy and Jill went north of that lawnmower?
Well, now that you mention it, they could have headed east.
East? Well, come on, then. Let's get going.
Mortimer, what about these three lawnmowers? Aren't we going to return them?
Of course, Agatha, but we've got to find Mr. Barker's first, or I'll be pushing a lawnmower for a living.
Golly, Peg, three lawnmowers on your back porch. Where did they come from?
Oh, I know, Jill. They must be the ones we ordered from Hammerschlagel's by mistake. Oh, well, they'll just have to go back, I guess.
Say, I've got an idea.
What?
Why don't we return them, you and I, and surprise your folks?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on. I just love to do things for your father. He's so sweet, and he has the most darling pocket.
Pocket?
Mm-hmm. Always full of a small change.
Oh, Jill.
Besides, you ought to jump at a chance to do something for them. Look at all the nice things they do for you. They feed you, they clothe you, they send you to school. School. Ugh. You're right, Peg. Let them return the lawnmowers.
No, Jill. We'll do it.
Oh, look. One of Hammerschlagel's delivery trucks. This is a break. Hey, mister. Mister, wait a minute.
Yeah? What do you want?
Down to the store.
Well, it's against regulations, but, are you customers?
Customers?
Uh-huh.
Mister, we're two of the best customers you've got.
Yeah?
Why, we're returning three lawnmowers in one day.
Well, I said, no lawnmower. Unless Agatha or Louie have had some luck. Mr. Barker is probably sticking pins in my staff photograph right now.
Mr. Meek.
Oh, Professor Auschnitt.
Mr. Meek. I am looking for you everywhere.
Yes?
My lawnmower.
Yes?
My little river.
Now, Professor Auschnitt, you've got to pull yourself together.
I am together. My little river, I'm buying it this morning.
Yes.
And before I am even cutting one tiny insignificant blade of grass, you are stealing it.
Well, but Professor, it was an accident.
Accident, he said.
Accident? Well, of course. Look, why should I want to steal your lawnmower? Well, we've known each other for years. We belong to the same club. You gave singing lessons to my daughter, Peggy.
Uh-huh. Revenge. You're taking it to get even.
Yeah, no, I'm not taking it to get even.
Come
I'm
on.
Just taking it. No, I mean, I just took it by mistake. I didn't know it was yours. I thought it was Mr. Barker.
So you are wishing to steal Mr. Barker's also?
No, I didn't want to steal it.
Enough! You are a thief, Mr. Meek. A dishonest thief, too. And I want my little visit back right away, or... I call the police.
All right, Professor, all right. It's standing in front of my house. Now, we'll be there in a minute, and then you can pick it out.
Pick it out?
Yes, I've got three lawnmowers there. Mrs. Finchley, Mr. Mudgers, and yours.
Hey, Mr. Meek, you are not just a thief. You are a gang.
I'm a gang.
Aha! You admit it.
No, now, no, wait a minute. Now, they were all taken by mistake, and they're all going to be returned.
What?
Yes. Hey, here we are, Professor.
Where? I do not see any lawnmowers.
Well, they're right there in the front of the front.
Oh, my gracious, they're gone. You wait here. I call the police for you.
The police?
Yeah.
But I don't want the police.
No, Mr. Meek, I want the police to come and get you.
Oh, I see. Well, I thought you meant that. What?
You know, you can't be serious.
You don't see me laughing, do you?
But to think around this, they'll arrest me. They'll take me to jail. They'll put my picture in the paper.
You are fortunate. I never get my picture in the paper.
But I'd be disgraced, ruined.
Who's going to be ruined,
Mom? Yeah, what is this all about, anyway?
Hey, it's just the way. The three lawnmowers we left here, they disappeared.
What, disappeared?
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you like that? Now we gotta look for four of them.
Yes, but I won't be here to help you. I'm going to jail.
Oh, silly nonsense. Mortimer Meek, this is no time to go chasing off to jail.
Oh. It is not exactly my idea.
Mrs. Meek, your husband stole my lawnmower, so I am having him arrested.
Arrested?
Oh, now look, Prom. Now don't go calling the cops yet. Give us a couple of hours. We'll get your lawnmower back for you. Now, what do you say?
No.
Just 1 hour, Professor?
No,
please.
No. All right. I'll give you 1 hour and then...
The police... Agatha, we've got to find it. If I'm arrested, I'll be disgraced. People will turn and stare at me everywhere I go.
That you do not have to worry about, Mr. Meek.
No.
Because from jail, you do not go anywhere for a long, long time.
Now, any resemblance between a vocalist and the meals you prepare for your family is purely coincidental. But in both cases, excellent accompaniment produces a richer, more sparkling effect. And, lady, that's where the delicate natural flavor of all sweet margarine takes over and fills your meals with melody. Not the kind that's pleasing to the ear, but the kind that's very definitely pleasing to the tongue. Of course, those pretty ears of yours will get their share of pleasure when compliments start flying your way. And you probably won't be able to count the nice things that'll be said when you use AllSweet to lend rich, smooth goodness to favorite recipes and general all-around cooking. You see, AllSweet enhances, never covers up the wonderful flavor of any food you use with it. And don't overlook the high nutritive value of AllSweet. Swift and Company, whose business is nutrition, fortify every glorious pound of AllSweet with at least 15,000 units of valuable vitamin A. Yes, you actually get triple joy, the joy of good eating, the joy of fine nourishment, and the joy of real economy when you buy AllSweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Oh, golly, I wonder what's keeping that driver.
Yeah, he's been in the store for ages. Oh, here he comes, Sam.
Oh. Hey, what are you two kids trying to pull in here? You can't return those lawnmowers.
We can.
No.
Well, I don't see why not. They've never been used.
Look, I've just been checking the serial numbers on them, and you can't return them to Hammerschlagel's because Hammerschlagel's never sold them in the place.
Why, that's the silliest reason I ever heard of. What was that?
Yeah.
Hammerschlagel didn't sell them.
No, they must have come from Frobisher's hardware store. They're having a sale on little wizards, too.
Oh, Peg, what have we done now?
Oh, quiet, dear. Let me think.
Now, look here, you two. I don't know what you're gaining, but whatever
you, it's all your fault. You got us into this.
Me? I got you.
Yes. You had no business picking us up and bringing us down here.
What? But you asked me.
That's besides the point. It was against regulations. You said so yourself.
Yeah, but
my parents will probably never speak to me again.
Look,
but you don't care about that, do you?
Of course I do. I want them to talk to you plenty loud.
So that's it. You want them to give her a good scolding, you heartless beast.
Listen, I didn't say that.
What are you trying to do anyway? Get us all mixed up?
Get you all mixed up? All right. Just, I got orders to take these lawnmowers back where I got them, but you two can walk.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, you just try to make us walk, and
all
we'll...
All right, get in, and I'll drive you back.
You will not. We're going to walk.
Oh, women!
Walk? Yep, and we're going to take the longest way we can find. Mother and Daddy just could be waiting to rake us over the coals.
Yeah, sure do. Louie. Didn't recognize you standing up.
You know, I almost went right by you without coming in.
Why didn't you?
Well, I would have only I'd seen your sign outside. The one that says, keep out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that ain't Morty's. I mean, Barker's lawnmower you got there, is it?
Yeah, that's her. Little blizzard.
Well, listen, we've been looking all over town for that thing. Morty's got to have it right away.
Nothing you just have to wait till I get to fixing it.
Fixing it?
Oh, it won't take but a minute. There's only one thing wrong with it.
What's that?
Won't run.
Well, how come? What happened to it?
Well, I'll tell you. I was scooting along the dang direction just as smooth as silk, when all of a sudden it stopped right dead in its tracks. Yeah, can't figure the blame thing out.
Okay, Grandpa Donovan, you stand aside. I'll show you how.
Yeah, what do you know about it?
Look, when it comes to tools and machinery, I wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I'm a regular mechanical genius.
Yes.
Hand me them pliers over there, will you?
No, it's that is a wrench.
Yes. Okay, so it's a wrench. Now, let me see. Ha-ha. Now, this is going to be a cinch. Yep. All we got to do is take this do-funny off, and then unscrew the same above there. And take all these whatchamacallit and that other stuff out.
Yeah.
We'll be right at the bottom of all the trouble. Unless it's someplace else.
It's no use, Agatha. Every single one of those lawnmowers completely disappeared. We might just as well go home and wait for the police.
Well, dear, no matter what happens, remember Peggy and I'll be waiting for you.
You're not being very funny, Agatha.
I guess not. I couldn't think of anything else to say. Mortimer, look.
Huh? Agatha, don't tell me that I see five lawnmowers on our lawn.
Don't be silly, dear. Of course you don't see five. You see six.
Six? Oh, my gracious, but where did they come from?
Hammerschlagel delivered the three we ordered from them.
But the other three?
Well, whoever took the ones we left there must have returned them.
I suppose so. Well, I'd better take one of them back to Professor Auschnitz right away.
Yes, and I'll take one back to Mr. Mudge and Louis. Oh, dear, I wonder where Louis is. Well, I've got it. We'll get Dick Martin next door to return the other one to Mrs. Finchley. And then when we get back, you can take one of these lawnmowers from Hammerschlagel down to Mr. Barker.
Mr. Barker, you know, that's the part I dread. I'm more than 2 hours late already.
Oh, now, Mortimer, you've got nothing to be afraid of. He won't lay a finger on you.
No, he won't lay a finger on me. He'll use a baseball bat.
Yeah. Only in 5 minutes, Peggy. I call the police for your papa.
Oh.
They handcuff him together, and then they shoot him.
Shoot him?
Yeah, right into jail.
But Professor Auschnitz, what's he done?
Done? He stole my little liver.
Oh, that's silly. Daddy certainly wouldn't stoop to stealing a lawnmower.
He does not have to stoop. He just has to push it away.
Oh, I don't believe it.
No? Believe me, please. He did not just stole one lawnmower. Three.
Three?
Yeah, Mr. Mutch's, Mrs. Finchley's, and Professor Auschnitz's. Mine. He says he wants to return them.
Well, then he's going
but
to.
But he cannot because they keep disappearing.
Huh?
He says.
Disappearing? Oh, no wonder. Bill, we took the wrong lawnmower down to Hammerschlagel.
Oh, I guess we've been contributing to the delinquency of an adult.
Oh, listen, maybe we can still straighten things out. That driver said he had to bring them back here.
And he did. Look, there they are, right in front of the house.
Oh.
Three lawnmowers.
Ah!
My beautiful little lizard. Oh, I'm so happy to see it again. But where is it? I cannot tell which is which.
Which? Oh, what's the difference, Professor? Just take the first one. Jill, I'll take the next one back to Mr. Martin.
Okay, Peg. And I'll return the other one to Mrs. Finchley. Oh, boy. Your father's going to love us for this.
And when I got back from Mr. Mudge's place, Mortimer, the three remaining lawnmowers were gone.
Oh, I give up, Agatha. I know when I'm late.
Oh, but you aren't, dear. Mm-hmm. Not yet. Mr. Barker just telephoned. He's been trying to get hold of you all afternoon.
Yeah, with both hands, I'll bet.
No, he doesn't even suspect that anything's wrong. He thinks you took his lawnmower down to the office, just as he told you to.
Well, but how could he?
Because he's in Somerdale. He was called there on business right after he phoned you this noon.
A temporary stay of execution.
Now he wants you to go back to the office, get the lawnmower, take it over to his place, and then put it in his garage.
Yeah, I wish it were as simple as that.
Hey, Gordon, I got it.
Look, Louie with a little wagon.
Louie, what in the world are you pulling that thing for?
Because it won't run by itself.
Well, Morty, here you are. All yours.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. A wagon full of junkies. Just what I've always wanted.
What's the matter? Don't you recognize it?
No, what is it?
Barker's lawnmower.
Barker's lawnmower? What? This mess is Mr. Barker's lawnmower?
Oh, Louie, what happened to it?
Well, it sort of broke down while Grandpa Donovan was using it, so we had to take it apart to find out what was wrong.
Louie, you fathead.
When did you find out what was wrong?
Yeah.
You run out of gas.
You idiot. Well, you know, I can't figure it out.
Can't figure nothing out.
Your came apart easy enough, but we couldn't get it together again. There was extra pieces left over. Funny.
You moron.
Now, don't worry, Morty. It's all there. We swept up the place to make sure.
Louie, I don't see how you've got the nerve to bring it back here in this condition. I should think you'd be shaking in your boots. I should think you'd have a hollow feeling at the pit of your stomach.
Hey, I do. I ain't had anything to eat since who knows when. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, Mortimer, what are we going to do now?
I don't know, dear, but I can't let Mr. Barker see what Louie did to his lawnmower. It might give him some ideas as to what to do to me. You did what?
Well, Grandpa Donovan wanted his wagon back, and Aggie said you were supposed to take the lawnmower over to Barker's garage. So I took it over for you.
Oh, no, Louie, how could you do a thing like that?
Oh, it wasn't so hard. I got a little kid to pull the wagon for me.
Listen, if Mr. Barker ever sees that mess, I'm sunk.
What do you mean, mess?
Yeah.
I piled it up real neat on the garage floor and laid the wheels on top.
Daddy, yeah? Daddy, you know what happened to Mr. Barker's lawnmower?
Yes, dear, I know. And I hate to think what's going to happen to me.
Oh, but Mr. Barker doesn't blame you.
He doesn't?
No, why should he? After all, it was his own fault.
His own fault, Lacey?
Why, yes, for forgetting that he told Daddy to put the lawnmower in his garage.
Piggy, what in the world are you talking about?
I thought you knew. When Mr. Barker came back from Summerdale and put his car in the garage, he drove over the lawnmower and smashed it all to pieces. Isn't that terrible? But then, Uncle Louie, why are you two grinning at each other like that?
Now, whether it's Dad's favorite devil's food cake that you'll be whipping up today, or an airy light coffee cake for that ever-loving Sunday morning breakfast, we hope you have a good supply of Allsweet on hand. Honestly, it's almost unbelievable how the delicate, natural flavor of Allsweet gives such a rich, luxurious goodness to all your favorite recipes. Oh, but that's not all. The marvelous economy of Allsweet cuts the cost of baking to a new low. Now, the magic powers of Allsweet are by no means limited to baking. Allsweet's golden goodness gives piping hot vegetables the sparkle and flavor that'll tickle any appetite. What's more, every pound of Allsweet is fortified with at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. So for a table spread and cooking aid of wonderful value, get Allsweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Mr. Barker, I bet he sure feels terrible about his lawnmower.
No, he doesn't, Peggy. He just phoned and he's very happy.
Happy? Well, I don't get it, Daddy.
Well, dear, you know what a big lawn the Barkers have.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. Barker's been hiring a man to cut it every summer.
Oh?
But yesterday, Bertie, his wife, decided that they'd buy a little wizard and that from now on, Mr. Barker could cut it himself for the exercise.
Uh-huh. I see. And now he won't have to.
Right. And Bertie can't really blame him for what happened because it was an accident.
Well, but won't you make him buy another one?
No. He's safe. Hammerschlagers are all sold out.
Oh, no wonder.
Yes, dear.
Our neighbors brought back the lawnmowers our generous daughter gave away. So now we can return two of them to Hammerschlagel's.
Only two of them, Mother?
Of course, dear. Mrs. Barker was just here, and I sold her the other one.
Jagged, you didn't.
Yes, Mortimer. And I fixed it so you'll get all the credit. Bertie's going to tell Mr. Barker that you insisted upon our letting them have it. Won't you, bossy, please?
Oh, my.
Meet the Meat stars Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Bob Piron and directed and produced by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when Allsweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.